Exam Skills Trainer 5. Exercise 4. 1. Christine.
It was Mum who taught me to make the most of life. She instilled in my sisters and me the idea that we could take on the world. When I came out of art school and didn't know what I wanted to do, it was Mum's idea I should draw all the star signs for a teenage magazine and send them in. The art director invited me for an interview. That was a great kick-off. Mum taught us that we didn't have to have a normal 9-to-5 job. She was happy for us to be creative. Both of my parents are very inspiring. It's the same with sport. Mum's not sporty, but she was happy to take me to training sessions and drive me around. We didn't have a normal upbringing. We didn't have dinner on the table at 6 p.m. Mum worked weekends and taught drawing and pottery.
2. Stuart.
I'm a very busy person, but I like it that way. I'm sure it will pay off in the future. I have a full-time job in sales. I go to meetings with clients. I help with marketing and manage various bookings. But I also do loads of mundane tasks, such as sorting out paperwork. I work long hours, including evenings and weekends. I have to make a lot of important decisions and solve problems almost on a daily basis. But I don't want to have this job for too long. I want to further my career, so I decided that the best way to do that was to get some more qualifications. My colleagues can't believe that I manage working the hours that I do and doing a business degree at the same time. It's really tiring, but I'm almost there. I should be finishing my university course next summer, so hopefully I'll have a little more time to myself.
3. Martin.
For me, education is crucial, maybe because I was brought up that way. We value education in my family. Both my parents are very well educated. They've been to university and studied for a master's. I really look up to them. Now, I'm studying science at uni, and Mum and Dad have been very supportive. They keep telling me that no matter what job I end up doing, education is something that gives options. They have also made it clear that it is fine to change jobs if I'm not happy doing them. I don't want a desk job or a job where you have to deal with complaints over the phone. I'm not exactly sure what the future holds, or if I'll end up applying for a job related to science or not. All I know is that I don't want to be bored to death at work. I want a job that is stimulating, at least some of the time.
4. Hannah.
I never wanted to do a 9-to-5 job, but unfortunately that's exactly what I've been doing since I started working. My longest job was working as a shop assistant in a large shopping centre. My boss was terrible. He was a slave driver and very strict. Initially, I thought it would be nice to work as part of a team, and being a sociable kind of person, I believed that assisting customers would fulfil me, despite how poorly the job was paid. I was so wrong. In the end, I had to hand in my notice and decided to do a computer course at college. I currently work for a small company doing various administrative tasks. I suppose some would say that I'm just an ordinary secretary, but I'm certainly much happier than in my previous job. I have a supportive boss and my colleagues are great. I have a good relationship with all my workmates, which is actually more important to me than anything else.